The Jew tells Moshe, are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Moshe got scared and he said, Achen oda davar. Oh no, now I understand what's going on here. Now it's known. The Medrash says, Moshe was wondering all along, why are the Jews suffering more than any other nation? And then he saw that they deserve it. Achen oda davar. The Medrash says, Moshe said, now I know why they deserve it. If I save this Jew's life, and he could turn on me and say publicly, you killed the Egyptian yesterday, so then I know why the Jews deserve to suffer like this. Now, Moshe saw one individual rotten Jew named Dasan. So what's Moshe saying, all the Jews are like this? What does that mean? Now I know why the Jewish people deserve to suffer. How could you say that? No.
You'd say that's a big anti-Semite.
Moshe understood that the Jewish people are great and united. And if one of them can say, I'm going to rat on you, so then that's an impact on the whole nation. And even that affects something to everyone. He says, if the nation is so great and holy, then when one person does something like that, that affects them even more. So Moshe says, now I know why they're suffering, but I also know how great they are, because they're all connected. That's what Rav Chalap says. I would offer a simpler pshat. I would say, you know, in prison, if someone rats, they're dead. And the fact that Dasan could get away with it meant that Moshe said, obviously the culture among the Jews allows them to get away with
like
it.
Ovadia Nachal.
Right?
Everybody knew that.
Right? Exactly.
But we still don't understand. I mean, it doesn't answer why they deserve to suffer in the way. You don't know. I mean, why Auschwitz?
Oh, wait. This goes back to Yosef and the brothers. It's the same ability to look at someone who's a part of you and say, I'm ready to kill him. Yeah. And it shows us where we as a Jewish people can get to, unfortunately.
Right. And yeah. But the idea that, you know, to make God can make the judgment, but to say, you know, how much suffering is enough? Where is it written in the Torah? This is a punishment for X.
I never understand suffering. Because like we said last night, you always come back to the question, God could have created a world without suffering, and we don't know why he created a world with suffering.
Or seemingly, you know, the person who does it, the tzaddik also suffers, you know, the old Kippur story.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill later. But, so we're not good.